The anti-football podcast stands with the peaceful protests that are happening all over the world. We as a society have to make sure that nothing like the George Floyd incident ever happens again, and that we become a much more diverse and inclusive society. We encourage people to sign petitions, make donations, and attend protests wherever possible. Black Lives Matter. Hello and welcome to the Anti-Football Podcast. My name is Chris. I am joined by Harry. And we actually have some football to talk about. It's been months, but we actually have some football to talk about. And how good does it feel?
Yeah, it's awesome. Finally.
It's been a long wait. But I've got to ask you, right off the bat, get this off my chest. Do you listen with or without crowd sound?
Without.
Right. Do you not like crowd noises?
No, not unless it's authentic.
No.
It just plays on my mind.
I mean, I don't seem to hate it as much as some others do. But, you know, I'd rather watch it without, to be honest with you. But I don't think it's bad, per se.
They give you the option, so.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like they're forcing you either way, which is good. Mm-hmm. Might as well just jump straight into it. First game back after 3 months of no football, being dry as all. First game back is a 0-0, Villa and Sheffield United.
That was not the best way to come back, was it?
Typical, wasn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sod's law. I mean, we do have an interesting talking point from this game. We've got the ghost goal. Yeah, I mean, how the hell, like, how do you forget to turn on Hawkeye?
I really do not know. That is the most, the jokes were really good, but shocking.
I mean, that could end up costing Sheffield United Champions League or European place. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's crucial, you know. You'd think, you know, first game back, they'd be trying to make sure everything's run smoothly, you know. Oh, is VAR, it's all right. Yeah, VAR's fine, yeah. The lines, they've been painted on the pitch, haven't they? Yeah, they're fine. Linesman's been brought to the stadium, yeah. Nah, I can't think of what else to do, you know. It's just stupid, I swear to God. Like, if I was Sheffield United and, you know, missed out on Champions League, or Europe, because by 2 points, I'd be suing. I genuinely would.
Yeah.
Because that could end up costing them hundreds of millions in revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know why VAR didn't overrule it. Or just...
Yep. Or surely the linesman would have said, you know. I know. I mean, in terms of the actual football itself, though, you know, not really much else interesting to talk about it besides the phantom goal. Villa probably looked better than Sheffield United, I thought.
They did, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you reckon on Villa's survival chance? I mean, as we talk now, they are 1 point outside, 1 point from safety, sorry. And they look more likely to pick up points than West Ham or Bournemouth, to be honest with you.
I'd say West Ham got the easiest run in, well, easiest in quotation.
Yeah.
Nothing's easy.
No. I mean, it could end up coming out of that final day with West Ham and Aston Villa. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, yeah. I remember everyone was saying that Brighton were going to go down before the restart because they had like the worst points per game or something.
Yeah, I think it was they were the only club to not win a game in 2020 before the restart. But yeah, they've completely turned it around, and that just shows, you know, how the lockdown, the 3 months off, has changed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Brighton, let's get into the team. One of the teams that they beat.
You just managed to save that segue there. You
know? Yeah, I know.
You almost drowned, but you saved yourself at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
Man City just completely bowled over the 10-man Arsenal. Oh, it was funny. It was funny.
It was the David Luiz calamity show.
Oh, it's so funny.
Why has he signed a new contract extent? Well,
I know.
Well, he opened it.
He can't defend. Why would you sign him on another year when he can't defend? Do you know what I mean? It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for Arsenal.
Their owners are crap. They got so much money, and David Luiz is one of the best players they got.
Exactly. They're a mid-table club. Arsenal are no longer, a Champions League club. That they've been out of the Champions League for the past four seasons, and they're probably not even going to get Europe this season.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Yeah.
Oh well, we're the best team in London.
No. And I think Arsenal are set to have quite a squad exodus. I mean, Aubameyang refusing to sign a new contract. Leno perhaps looking on his way out.
Well, is he able to... I don't think he's going to be fit, is he?
Well, he's only out for a month and a half. He's only out for like 6 weeks.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was looking bad. It was looking like it was going to be like a year.
Mm.
But no, I think it confirmed 4 to 6 weeks, I think is what Arteta said.
And that's all right.
Yeah, because there were rumours that Arsenal were going to go in for Joe Hart, which would have been funny.
Yeah, they're still going to have to struggle with... Is it Emilio Martinez? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, not exactly. Considering they had Cech as a backup.
Yeah. I mean, he's not, how old is Martin? I swear he's only young.
Yeah, he's been there years and never really broken into the first team.
Oh, Jesus, he's 27.
Mm.
I thought he was like, pissing 22 or somewhere. Cecil Walcott effect all over again. I mean, I can't see any way Arsenal get Europe, to be honest with you. With the best player out injured, and they just look shite.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it, they just look shite.
Well, I think with that exodus, I don't think there's going to be any replacements made of a high level, because who's going to want to go there without Europe?
Exactly, yeah. If you're a player and you get offered a contract for Leicester, Wolves and Arsenal, you're not going to go to Arsenal, are you?
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, it's mad. Especially considering, how fast things changing. 15 years ago, they were, best team in country by a mile,
15 years ago?
Well, roughly 15 years ago. I mean, what were it? 2004? They went invincible?
Oh, you're saying Arsenal? I thought you said Villa, sorry.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. No. Yeah, they went the whole season unbeaten. They were regulars in the Champions League, regular top four contenders.
It is a question for you. Do you reckon if they still had Wenger, they would be... at the very least in Europe.
I still think the players would have forced them out.
I mean, I can't help but think that they'd have been in a better position than, they are now. I don't think I don't think Champions League by any stretch. But because it looks like things were turning a corner at Arsenal. I mean, last podcast we were gushing saying, oh, they've got more of a chance than Spurs of qualifying for Europe, and they've spoiled it. They're going to finish bottom half.
Shocking.
I mean, think about it, right? If Arsenal had 5 or 6 less points than they do right now, they'd be down near the relegation zone. They'd be fighting against relegation, If they had 2 less wins, Think about how mad that is, because we're talking about Arsenal. They signed a £70 million player this summer.
Yeah, it's... And the fans kept blaming it on the managers, and it's very, very evident it's the owners.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I mean, Wenger was hard done by.
Yes.
To be honest with you, I believe that Arsenal would have got top four under Wenger last season.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a very stern manager.
Yeah. And he was sort of like, he was the last of his sort of generation, really, Wenger. And now, because he knew how to get the best out of his players. And I don't think, well, Emery clearly didn't, but I'm not sure if Arteta does either. I think he wants them to play this, you know, the Man City style, like he saw Pep doing. But the problem is, they don't have, you know, Kevin De Bruyne and David Silva in midfield. They've got Granit Xhaka. So that's never going to work.
No, they're stuffed. And they're going to be even more so next season when they don't know who. Well, they might have to have Martinez in goal.
Joe Hart.
Christ. What a fall from grace for that man.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel bad because, you know, he's a sound guy in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, he was unlucky because, you know, we just had better keepers than him. Like, I mean, he wasn't awful for, you know, I know I have a go at him. It wasn't like he was terrible. It was just, he couldn't control the back line like Eaton did, you know. He made some decent saves. But yeah, he's not great. He's not great.
Considering he's a four-time Golden Glove winner.
Exactly, yeah.
Should we move on to the next game?
Yes. Which one was that? Norwich
Saints.
Someone? Norwich Saints, yes, it was. Norwich needed to win this if they wanted any chance of staying up. You know, I genuinely did believe that Norwich had a chance of staying up if they'd won this game. Because, you know, momentum's a big thing in football. And if they'd have won this game, they'd have only been, like, 3 points away from safety. But, you know, Dannings doing what Dannings does, you know, scoring in tight games. And from there, the floodgates just opened. I think Norwich, they just need a better defence. I mean, going forward, they look good. It's just, you know, when you first get promoted, you know, the first thing you need to do is solid up your back line because, you know, you're not going to get as many chances as you are in the Championship for your attacking play. So you need to make sure that you cut out all the mistakes in your defence because players in the Premier League are going to capitalise where, you know, players in the Championship won't do. And I just think Norwich have failed to do that. They look a good side and they'll be, I reckon, they'll be sort of in that West Brom position next season where they're sort of, you know, in the playoff situation, you know, a little bit pushing towards automatic. I'm not sure if they'll get re-promoted straight away. It depends on what signings they make. But genuinely, this is one of the best teams to finish bottom in the Premier League that at least I can remember.
Really? What, because they beat City?
Well, not just because they beat City, but, you know, think about it. Think about all the teams that have finished bottom. At the very least, in the past few years, anyway. Think about, what was it?
Derby.
Huddersfield last season.
Sure.
Season before that, it was... Was it Stoke? I think it was Stoke, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and they were pretty bad. and then season before that was Sunderland, I think.
Shocking team.
Yeah, who were awful. Season before that, I do not remember. And then the season before that was Hull. So at the very least in the past few years, at the very least in the past few years, they are the best team that's finished bottom, I think.
I don't think they're going to be in the playoffs next year.
Mm.
They can't financially compete. It was quite a shock that they got automatic promotion, considering their financial situation.
Mm.
I mean, their owners between them have only got 30 million, and that's how much, you know, Southampton could spend on one player if they wanted.
Yes, but, you know, you've got to think, how much money would the Premier League have brought in for them? And also, you know, now that they've been in the Premier League, clubs will be looking at the likes of, you know, your Todd Cantwells, your Max Aaronses, your Buendias, and they could sell them on for big money, you know. I think it all depends on what signings they make, who they retain and who they get rid of. I think they should keep hold of Farker. He's a good manager. Yeah. It's just, you know, they're not ready to compete in the Premier League yet. You know, not against the players, you know. They're just not at that level yet.
No.
They've not been bad. They've just not Premier League quality yet, apart from one or two.
But they did just lose to a team that lost 9-0 to Leicester.
Yeah, but that was almost a completely different team, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know what was up with them back then, you know. Because they haven't been spanked, you know, proper badly this season, apart from that, really.
When we played them, 4-1. Liverpool was 4-0, but I think that was a really glorified reflection on the game.
Yeah. Liverpool scored one of the floodgates just opened.
Yeah, I can only think of sort of two games.
Aye.
They shouldn't be down there, the amount of money they've got. Especially over the years from how much they've made from selling players.
Yeah.
Considering that they were in Europe, well, the playoffs for Europe, not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, and there's going to be another, you'd think there's going to be quite a few players leaving as well. I mean, Højbjerg's already come out and said that he wanted to leave, and that's led to him being stripped of the captaincy, which, you know, it's a bad decision in my opinion. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see a few clubs sniffing around Danny Ings. Yeah, I mean, it's all that building for Southampton, because that squad is better than 14.
Yeah.
I mean, they are safe. 37 points, but they are safe. But yeah, I don't know. I think they just need a couple of players, to be honest with you. I think a centre half and a goalkeeper, and we'd see them shoot up the table, to be honest with you.
Well, they got Fraser Forster out on loan. Just basically just keep him, because he's done really well at Celtic. Well, speaking of goalkeepers, should we get into the Spurs-Man United game?
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, for someone who Ole called the best goalkeeper in the world, to not save a 0.08 XG shot. Like, for anyone who doesn't know, that means 92% of the time, a keeper saves that shot. Like, that's just embarrassing, that. I mean,
Lloris Met pulled out some incredible saves. And then, side of the pitch, you got De Gea.
Yeah. I mean, this was a typical Mourinho performance, wasn't it? I mean, score relatively early and then shut up shop.
Yeah, I think that was a very soft penalty given.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's 50-50, to be honest with you. I mean, let's put it this way. If it wasn't in the box, you know, it'd probably be given as a free kick. So, you know, I think it probably is a penalty on balance. You know, if that happens on the halfway line, that's a free kick.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, Fernandez scores to make sure that every game he's played has been unbeaten.
Yeah, I mean, the main talking point, though, really, was when Pogba came on. They just looked a different team, Man United.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be staying.
He's
a very inconsistent player for the hype that's been around him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the talent, you know. I mean, we've seen it at the World Cup. And we even saw it, you know, he played half an hour. And, you know, for that half an hour, he completely changed the game. So he's got the talent. It's just that, you know, he doesn't use it all the time, you know. I remember when we played Man United in 2017, I think. And for 20 minutes, Pogba was the best player on the pitch by far. But for the other 70 minutes, he was nowhere to be seen, you know. And you just think, you know, if you've got that talent, use it.
He's only played 8 games in the Premier League.
Yeah, I mean, that is poor. I mean, I don't know the extent of the injuries he's had. I mean, I know he missed a couple of games because it was his brother's wedding. That's why he missed it or something.
His brother's wedding. Well, he's got two brothers, Matthias and Florent. One of them used to play for Partick Thistle, so you can just see the
the difference in quality.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good game. I think it was a fair reflection. Spurs were the better side.
Did you really?
In the first half, yeah. I think second half it was because of Pogba, like you mentioned.
I just think, you know, Spurs had a couple of good chances, but for the most part it was majority Man United.
I think it took a penalty to beat Lloris, and Lloris was top of his game.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, we move on to Watford and Leicester. I mean, you only had to watch the last 5 minutes of the game, you know. Bloody hell. I mean,
goal.
Well, both goals.
Yeah. Two unlikely suspects as well.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Craig Dawson scored an overhead kick. Craig Dawson.
That Chilwell was unstoppable though.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I mean, I'd been slacking off Chilwell, to be honest with you, just before he scored that. I think apart from the goal, he didn't really do well. But yeah, what a goal that was.
And then quickly cancelled out, like Craig Dawson, 30 and pretty immobile for the most part.
And a centre half.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just mad. I've missed this. I've really missed football. I've missed moments like that. Like, it's just mad. You know? I mean, I reckon Watford will have enough to see themselves over the line, to be honest with you. I mean, they've got quite a few winnable games. West Ham, Newcastle, Norwich, Burnley. Like, they've got a chance to pick up some points there. And I just think, especially compared to West Ham and Bournemouth, they just look a lot more lively, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, when they play any of the top six, or Arsenal or Spurs, they do look like they're in with a chance.
Mm.
They beat Liverpool quite comfortably, which is insanity.
Yeah, I mean, just mental, that. But, I mean, Jesus. I mean, that was what? Like, nearly 4 months ago, and it feels like yesterday, Jesus. Well, it feels like yesterday and 2 years ago at the same time.
Mm. I mean, Nigel Pearson's turned them around.
Oh, yeah. Pearson, I mean, obviously Leicester fans won't care because they've got Ranieri, but I thought he was actually sacked at Leicester. Brilliant. I mean, I'm surprised he hadn't got, you know, a Premier League job since that Leicester job. I mean, what? I think he was at Derby, if I remember rightly, Pearson.
That doesn't ring a bell.
I could be wrong, but I seem to remember him being at Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in Belgium.
Was he really?
Yeah, OHL, which is owned by the owner. No, is it them who were owned by the Leicester?
Ah, right. Mm.
Oh. Yeah, they are. They're owned by the Leicester.
Oh. But yeah, the job he's done at Watford turned him around. Brilliant, because, you know, at Christmas we thought they were dead and buried, Watford. They just looked awful. But no, he's done a good job turning him around.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and now I think we get to the funniest match since the restart. Brighton 2, Arsenal 1. Go, Harry.
Well, do we talk about the incident that's kind of hard to avoid in the Leno injury?
Well, we can do.
It was so bad they didn't show replay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what did you think of that? Do you think Maupay had, you know, a right to challenge for that ball?
Yes.
And do you think it was a foul?
No, he landed awkwardly. Really awkwardly. And then Leno, I think, blamed it on him as he was going off.
Yeah, I mean, it can't have been that in. What to say was spouting off everything, you know. Oh, I just think, you know, there was no wrong with what Maupay did. You know, it was unfortunate because he landed awkwardly, but he wasn't a foul. His feet left the ground before Leno got both hands on the ball. So I don't see what the issue is.
Yeah, I agree. And then Pepe scores. I just think he's been very underwhelming.
Mm. Yeah, for £72 million.
Oh, yeah.
What would you say would have been a good price, taking into Pepe's first season into consideration? How much would it have, should Arsenal have signed him for to say, oh, he's been worth that money?
40 to 50.
Really, that much?
Well, the thing is, at Lille, he had 38 games, 22 goals, however many assists. So he was going to be cost a hefty price to get him anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, just based off of this season, you know, what would have been a fair price, you know?
Well, we'll see how many assists he's got.
I think he's got, what was it, 5 and 6?
5 goals, 6. So that's 11 goal contributions, yeah. I'd say 40 to 50.
Really? I'd have probably said around about 30, 35. I mean, how old is he? 25. So, you know.
Yeah, but they would have got money.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's not been worth 70. We can agree on that.
Yeah. No dunk scores. Bit of a scrappy goal, to be honest. Would you say that the two goals were a result of the goalkeeper change?
To be honest with you, no, I just think it was shit defending.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I don't think Leno would have saved them.
No. And then Maupai, last kick of the game, gets Brighton a win.
I mean, it was written in stars, wasn't it? Jesus, I mean. He was always going to score that last minute.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, Arsenal need to do more.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I thought, you know, Rob Holding, you know, I thought he'd be a decent centre-half. I thought if Arsenal signed a centre-half, paying with Rob Holding, and that's a good centre-half partnership, but, no, well, he's shit.
Yeah.
It's
just... the entire defence is shit. Put Bellerin in that.
Yeah, everything just looks shit, you know, for Arsenal.
I mean, who can they put at the back?
I mean, Socrates is probably the best defender, but he's injured at the moment, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know, to be honest with you. I'd give that, what's that young lad called?
Saliba?
No. Who's at Arsenal at the moment?
Oh, Mari.
Something like that, yeah.
What, the guy they got from Brazil?
Oh, no, not Mari. In Youth Academy. English. I think it begins with an
Saka?
N. No, centre-half.
Tens of...
Oh, I'm going to look him up because it's going to annoy me.
I'm looking at a team and none of those names are ringing a bell.
Medley, that's it.
What? I've never seen him.
Well, I mean, he's a youngster, so, you know, you might as well give him a shout, you know. Could he be... would you rather play Mustafi again, you know? Do you know what I mean? You might as well give the young kids a chance.
Guy I've never seen.
Well, he's a young kid coming through academy. You'd think, you know, just give him a chance. Do you know what I mean? Because they're not getting Europe and they're not getting relegated, so they've got no to play for.
Oh, well, Chelsea let him go on a free. I'd pay Reece Nelson more.
Mm.
And Nketiah. I like Willock. He's really good. I like him.
I like Willock, yeah. I think Willock and Saka are the two best youngsters that they have at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm really impressed with Saka, actually.
And Martinelli.
Oh, yeah, and Martinelli. He's decent. You know, I think problem is that a lot of them could do with a loan move, you know, to the Championship or somewhere. You know, they're not ready for, never mind Premier League football, they're just not ready for, yeah, never mind, you know, Champions League, where Arsenal are wanting to be. They're not even ready for Premier League football, I'd say, half of them. Could do with loan moves for the Championship. I mean, I know Nketiah went on loan to Leeds and he barely played. But I think that was more Marcelo Bielsa's boner over Patrick Bamford than all else. Yeah, he's fucking awful. Jesus Christ. And he's a Tory. Fucking...
Is he? Oh, that's
him. I mean, ugh. Just saying the name Patrick Bamford. It's fucking horrible. He cried in his car, you know.
Why?
Because Daesh wouldn't play him, so he said he'd just cry in his car.
What a pussy, fuck me.
I know. Let me try and get the quote up.
Thank God he never played for us, it was shit.
Yeah, and he was shit for us. I think he got like 13 appearances and no goals or something like that. I'd rather have fucking Lucas Djukovic, you know.
So I just introduce the West Ham Wolves game?
Oh, wait, I've just got the quote up. One second. Yeah, well, it wasn't a direct quote from him, but, you know, everything he had at Borough, a good goal scoring form, a glistening reputation, and a happy life outside of work had evaporated at Burnley. His grin became a grimace. After training, he went to the back of his car, sat in the driver's seat, and wept. This wasn't how it was supposed to work out. Fucking pathetic.
He would have been on a paid wage as well.
Yeah, well, he was only on loan, so it was probably like 50. Anyway, if we're to move on to Wet Spam versus Wolves.
Wet Spam, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bit of a poor game, let's be honest. But Wolves did deserve that win.
Yeah. Watching West Ham's really drab. They just look all clueless on there.
Yeah. There's no energy from anyone, you know. You'd think someone like a Jared Bowen, you know, just been signed to the Premier League.
He's having a pick up from the back. Yeah. Well, up top. Shocking.
Yeah, I mean...
Mark Noble's well past.
Well, you see, I still rated Mark Noble this season, you These first two games, you know, against Wolves and against Spurs, he has been a bit shit, let's be honest.
He's been a bit shit, then what's the rest of the team been?
Yeah. I mean, they've been awful. They just poor. I mean, Fornals, look at Fornals. He was, you know, set to be world beater at Valencia. Or Villarreal, was it? One of the two.
Yeah.
I swear he was linked with, like, Barca, wasn't he?
Yeah,
this whole team, you know, they just need a rebuild, the West Ham, because the whole team is shit.
Considering how much money they've got, and they'll be probably playing the championship next.
It all depends on how Bournemouth do it, to be honest with you, because Bournemouth look just as shit, to be honest with you. And Raul Jimenez on the score sheet again. That's what is. Is it his 15th this season? Or is it his 14th?
14th.
Yeah. You know, really underrated striker, Jimenez. You know, really good poacher.
Mm-hmm.
But he also provides a lot for the team as well. I swear he's got quite a few assists as well.
Yeah, 6 assists.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm impressed by him.
Mhm. And then Pedro Neto kills.
Yeah, I mean, he's a promising youngster as well, Neto. He's played well this season, Neto. Managed to force himself into that team.
Well, it's really tough the way that Wolves have been playing all season. Break into that team.
Yeah. And especially considering they don't really play with wingers as well, which Neto primarily is.
Well, you can play sort of wing-back.
I guess he could.
Isn't that where a Traore plays?
Yeah. Oh, I've just heard. I'm guessing is it your mum in the background?
Yeah.
Talking about. I'm guessing Reggie, not you.
Yeah, it's Reggie, yeah.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor guy. But yeah, Traore played on that right. He's played right wing back quite a few times, but he's got that physicality, don't he? He's got a physicality and he's got that tank engine. So, you know, I'm not sure if Neto could play on the left as well as Traore. You all right, Ari?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right.
Wait, what was your point? Sorry?
I'm just saying that Traore, he's a lot more physical and he's got a lot more energy to him than Neto. I'm not sure if Neto would be able to play as a wing back as good as Traore.
No, that's a good point. Oh, I meant more on the left side. It says that Neto came on, so he would have came on for Dendonka.
So they'd have probably gone 4 at the back.
Okay, yeah. Either way, he got on the score sheet somehow. Whether that be by wing back or centre mid.
Yeah.
Their rotation. I think they could literally just rotate everyone. And I think they'd still win their games because they got Daniel Podent, who I really like. Adama Traore, Neto, Vinagre, Morgan Gibbs-White. I mean, maybe not the goalkeeper because their backup goalkeeper is ruddy.
Yeah, I was about to say it. They've got a lot of options going forward, but in terms of defence, they don't have too many options outside of their first team. I mean, in terms of a centre-half, you know, can't really think of another centre-half what they've got, to be honest with you, besides Bolly, Cody, Saïss, and Dendonka can play there, can't they?
Yeah, but up top, they've got some really good options.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that Ngakia isn't going to sign a new contract at West Ham, which is what was frozen at the team last night. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's very strange.
He must have an offer lined up somewhere if he's rejecting it. Because you'd think with him playing in the first team, they thought that would have been enough to convince him.
Yeah, because not many Premier League sides are going to give young lads a...
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, next game, Bournemouth Palace.
And Bournemouth looked awful. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah, game was... over and done the first 25 minutes.
Yeah. Beautiful free kick from Milhojvic.
Yeah, he's a set-piece king.
I mean, last season, didn't he get like 12 goals and 11 of them were penalties?
Yep.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, he did, yeah. He says, wait, 12 goals and 11 from penalties. Yeah. And then Jordan Ayew. I don't know, he's a bit weird. He's very inconsistent.
Yeah. He has good games and bad games, you know.
And then Zaha's been as quiet as ever. Was around Christmas.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing is, he's not going to get a big money move anywhere now. Do you know what I mean? Like, because he's been shit all season.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the likes of Spurs, likes of, well, Arsenal. But, you know, the bigger clubs looking at him, they're not going to want him now.
No.
You know, the best he could probably get at this point is Arsenal. And that's not that much of a step up, to be honest with you.
No.
Only thing that would be improved would be his wage there.
Yeah. And he probably won't get any games.
Well, it depends what happens with Aubameyang.
Do you think that Cahill incident was a red card?
Not really, to be honest with you. What would you think?
Strong red card.
You thought it was what, sorry?
A strong red card.
Really?
Got away with one there.
Yeah, I mean, he's been good as Cahill, to be honest with you. Probably would have done a job in that Chelsea back line, considering some of the performances that the centre-halves have put in this season.
Definitely. I think outside of those three talking points, it wasn't much else.
No. So we'll move on to a really shocking game, Newcastle and Sheffield U. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting this.
No. I think the double booking by Egan really swayed the game into Newcastle's favour. Jonathan was shit. I know he scored, but Christ.
Yeah, I mean, that chance when he was, you know, one-on-one with keeper and he just scuffed it. Like, £40 million striker should be scoring.
I mean, even though he scored 30 games in the Premier League, 2 goals.
Yeah, that's, you know, a goal every 15 games is not good enough for a £40 million forward.
No. And how many assists? He's got 2 assists. Which is about as good as Jetro Willems, who plays left back.
Yeah, and has been injured for loads and all, so, yeah. What happened to Retsos? Am I being thick? Did he get injured or something, Retsos? Because surely, you know, surely he'd be in the team, you know, with that Egan red card and the injury to Jack O'Connell. Has he been recalled or something?
I assume. He's still a Sheffield United, but no, that's weird.
Yeah, he's a decent little centre-half, from what I've seen, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a lot of work to do, especially Sheffield United. They just didn't seem to create all this game.
No. It was very boring before that red card.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Retsos hasn't even been declared in their expanded squad.
I wonder why that is. What's the point in signing him on loan if you're not going to play him?
Because they won't re-sign.
Ah, right.
I suppose once that loan runs out.
Yeah, that's what happens in 6 days' time, isn't it?
Yep.
But it's 24th now, so.
I mean, they brought on Zivkovic as well, and he's going to go back. So I don't know why they named him.
Yeah. I don't know. Especially when they've got Moussa as well, you know. Yeah, it's odd.
But they absolutely got pissed on.
Yeah, I mean, the Sheffield system requires all 11 players to do their job. And, you know, if you've got 10 men, the system ain't going to work.
No.
And I just feel like they needed to adapt, and they didn't really, so.
Well, had they won that game, they would have been challenging. They still can, but they're 7 points off of Chelsea.
Yeah, I think it's over for Champions League, at least, for Sheffield United. They can still get Europe. I don't think they'll be getting Champions League. I can't see them getting 7 more points than Chelsea.
No. Well, speaking of Chelsea, should we get into that game?
Yeah. I mean, I'll let you off the floor. Go on, take us with your thoughts on Villa 1, Chelsea 2.
We absolutely dominated the game. And complete against the run of play, Courtney Hauser scores. It gave me Celtic versus Barca 2011-12 vibes from where we were completely dominating the ball when all the chances. One counter-attack, and which led to a corner. Just caught sleeping, and they converted. But quickly in the second half, Asper Quetta got two assists. Quick fire double from us, Pulisic, and a lovely, like, 180 shot from Giroud.
Yeah.
But we really had to work hard for that win.
Mm.
We shouldn't have done, because we were dominating.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot harder than it should have been. Chelsea did end up having to grind out that result. But, you know, credit, you did end up getting the 3 points. Which, you know, think about, you know, Arsenal or Spurs. Would you say that they would have been able to grind out that result? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, having lost his cheek back, well, that was good. So.
Yeah, I feel like next season is his last chance, you know. Because he's not a young kid anymore, Loftus-Cheek. He's got to have a good season next season, otherwise, you know, I think that's it. I mean, he's, what, 25? You know, so, yeah, he's definitely got to step up his game if he wants to last in that Chelsea midfield, you know. Because you've got the likes of Kovacic, Mount,
Jorginho,
Kante, yeah. You know. Even, you know, Ross Barkley on his day, you know, yes, his day might come once every 3 months, but on his day, he's a good midfielder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ziyech coming in, he can play down the middle if needed, you know, so.
Billy Gilmore.
Gilmore coming up, and who's that other midfielder? Conor Gallagher.
Yes, I like Conor.
Yeah, so, it's his last chance, Loftus-Cheek. He's got to impress next season.
What do you make of our performance?
I mean, you definitely made it tough. Yeah, I don't know. Like, without Jorginho, you know, I feel like the midfield, it didn't have that creativity, you know, that you usually do have. I mean, Mount and Kovacic are good at driving forward, and obviously Kante is more of a sweeper midfielder. But you weren't really pinging passes around like you usually were. So, you know, I feel like Jorginho is key to that midfield. But you did end up grinding out the result, which is the main thing. And yeah, I really like Giroud as well. You know, a lot of Chelsea fans I've seen are critical of Giroud, but I really like Giroud. To be honest with you, I'd keep him around, even with Werner coming in. I'd keep Giroud around.
Yep, get rid of Batshuayi.
Yeah, I'd definitely keep Giroud over Batshuayi. I mean, you know, he's not exactly the youngest Giroud. I mean, what is he? 33, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's not exactly the youngest, but he does score. He is a goal scorer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he's called upon, he does.
Yeah. When he's called upon, he performs. It'll be interesting to see how Werner and Ziyech make a difference next season. To be honest with you, I don't know why you're spending loads of money, though, on attackers, when it seems clear that you need a centre-half and a left-back, to me.
Yeah. It's not officially the transfer window yet.
Well, no, of course it's not, but, you know.
Get the deal for the players that are going to be touted after, and then get your centre-back.
Yeah, but surely, you know, I'd be prioritising someone more like an Upamecano, you know, because they'll be touted after, than Werner, you know. Because, I mean, let's not forget, Abraham has... What?
Werner, who's got as many goal contributions as Messi.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's a good signing. He's a good signing. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel like the defence needs more money put into it than the attack does.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. We'll come back at the end of the transfer window and see if that defence is improved.
Mm. Next game. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to move on to the most boring derby ever in football history.
The most watched Premier League game as well.
Was it really?
Yeah, because it was on BBC, wasn't it? It was their first ever.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Imagine that. Most watched Premier League game, 0-0. Thought Everton were probably deserving of more than a point.
Would you say so?
Out the better chance.
They had the better chances, but Liverpool probably had more chances. I think the draw is probably fair.
They had one more shot and got shots on target was exactly the same.
Yeah, but it felt like Liverpool were, you know, putting more balls into the box, and getting into better positions than Everton overall, anyway.
But yeah, 0-0 kind of stalls Premier League party, title winning party, right? But they only need 5 points to wrap it up. I don't know whether that was tactical so they could win it at the Etihad.
Well, surely it'd be better to win it against your local rivals, surely.
That's true.
I mean, I know they were relying on us to get a result against City, and I mean, we'll get into that. But yeah, I'd prefer to win against my local rivals than against, you know, competitive rivals, I'd say.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have wrapped up the title. I think they knew they were going to beat that City were going to beat Burnley.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much to build upon.
No, I mean,
we've established it was the most watched game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What were your thoughts on that Anthony Gordon, that youngster?
It's not really, I don't know, it was quite a boring game. It was kind of hard to stand out in. I didn't really take much notice of him, to be
honest. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he didn't really, you know, he didn't stand out. No, you're right.
do you want to take the next one away?
Fucking hell, right. I mean, let's get this out of the way first off. That plane was a fucking embarrassment. Like, genuinely, I've been annoyed at Burnley as a Burnley fan. I've been sad as a Burnley fan. I've even been embarrassed, you know, as a Burnley fan. You know, if I go in and we get spanked and people's like, wait, you know. But I've never been ashamed to be a Burnley fan. And that made me feel ashamed because, you know, that is going to tarnish me and all the rest of the Burnley fans forever now. Like, oh, it's just, it's a fucking embarrassment. It really is, you know. Like, people don't get it. People don't get that Black Lives Matter doesn't mean white. It don't mean only Black Lives Matter. Do you know? It's just, it's a fucking embarrassment. And that's without getting on the fucking pitch. Like, it says a lot that the players on the pitch weren't the most embarrassing people associated with Burnley. I mean, I don't want to talk about the plane anymore because that's fucked. Like, I can't say up more to that. The fact that we couldn't even fill out a fucking bench, you know. We had two goalkeepers on the bench. Two goalkeepers, three centre-halves, a left-back and a striker, you know, with two spaces not being used. That is embarrassing, you know. Like, we probably could have filled it up with youngsters, but Dyche was trying to make a point to the board, you know. We had five players whose contracts were expiring at the end of this season. Adam Ledzins, Aaron Lennon, Joe Hart, Jeff Hendrick, Phil Bardsley. Now, roughly 20 minutes ago, Phil Bardsley re-signed. He's got a new one-year deal. But the rest of them, they're leaving, you know. And that is just fucking embarrassing, you know. Jeff Hendrick cost us £13 million. He's made almost 30 appearances this season. He's been crucial for us. And he's just off on a free, you know. Because he wanted 3 years. He wanted 3 years on his contract and we would not give that to him, you know. That is just embarrassing. You know, he's our third highest ever signing and we're letting him go for free, you know. Like, that's just piss poor, you know. And it's just garlic, man. Garlic, Rig and the rest of the board, you know. They're not giving Dyche anything. They're not giving him anything, you know. Like, we've got an average of £12 million net spend for the past five seasons. Like, £12 million, and we get Premier League money, you know. Like, we need to spend money. We need to buy five or six new players to replace these players who have gone, you know. It's just an actual embarrassment. Like, we got slapped. We were expecting to get slapped. You know, when we can't even fill out a bench. Like, it's just, and surely, Garlick can realise that it'll cost more to him to buy a replacement than to extend the contract. Surely, can that not get into his fucking thick head, the fat pig? I mean, like, it's just embarrassing. Like, he's not giving Dyche anything. I wouldn't be surprised if Dyche walked at the end of the season, because he's about as fed up as all the other Burnley fans are. Like, we are in serious danger of relegation next season. We're fine this season. We're lucky we got to 39 points, you know. But next season, if we don't spend serious money, we are in danger of going down, you know. Like, it's just embarrassing, you know. From someone who claims to be a Burnley fan, he's fucking ruining the club. Like, I appreciate the fact that for the past 5 or 6 years, we haven't had, we've had barely any money. So we've had to be tight, you know, because, you know, we can only get 20,000 in on a match day. Like, it's, but, you know, we've had Premier League money for the past 5 seasons. Like, surely we can spend money on players and on their contracts. Like, it's just, it's embarrassing. Like, even as youngsters, you know, even as youngsters, as some of us best youngsters are leaving because we're not giving them contracts. It's just embarrassing. Like, I genuinely don't know what to say, because I can tell you right now, like, if Dyche is there, if Dyche is here next season, it will be his last season, because Dyche is not going to put up with it. And I wouldn't blame him, you know. I don't think any Burnley fan would blame Dyche if he walked right now, because the board have treated him like shit.
Yeah. If you can't financially compete at this level, then you've got to sell up shop.
Well, we can. That's the problem. We can. But he's refusing to spend more. I would genuinely rather have Mike Ashley as an owner. Genuinely. Because he spent £40 million on a striker. He spent £20 million on a winger. You know, in the January before that, he spent £20 million on a number 10. You know, yes, you know, they didn't work out that well. But at least he's spending money. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, how much has Garlic got?
I think he's got like 50 in the bank, 50 million. But, you know,
that's not financially competing.
But you've got to consider how many hundreds of millions we get in the Premier League, and we spend £12 million net spend on players for the past 5 seasons. Like, and, you know, the fact that you're letting your third record signing, you know, your third most expensive player of all time, leave on a free. Your most expensive player of all time is tucked up in bed in his fucking Middlesbrough pyjamas, who's going to go and cry to his uncle, you know, when they get relegated to League One, you know, going to let him go for basically nothing. Like, it's just a joke. We need to invest.
You're preaching to the choir here, mate.
I know. It's like, we're not asking him to go out and spend 20, 25, 30 million pounds on one player, you know. You know, like, it's just common sense. Like, that you need to buy players in order to compete. Like, I just think back to last season, you know, the January transfer window. The one thing that we did was we swapped Sam Vokes for Peter Crouch. A 38-year-old Peter Crouch was deemed good enough replacement for Sam Vokes, one of the most reliable Burnley strikers in the past decade, you know, just because Stoke were willing to give us 8 or 9 million quid, you know. And if Barnes or Wood got injured, we'd have been fucked. Like, it's embarrassing. Honest to God, it's embarrassing.
Do you still have Mackie Wells?
Nah, we swapped. We sold him to Bristol. It was kind of like a swap with Brownhill. I think it was Wells plus 3 million for Brownhill in January. But yeah, it's just, you know.
Is it with you and he swapped?
Well, because fucking, like, Garlic don't want to pay money. He doesn't want to pay actual money for players. It's a joke. You know, look at us in the transfer window, the summer transfer window last season, right? You know, none of this coronavirus bullshit, right? We had the money to invest there. And what did we do? Spent £5 million on Jay Rodriguez, who's been pretty good, to be fair. You know, we spent £1 million on Eric Peters. We spent £2 million on Bailey Peacock-Farrell. That's what we did in the transfer window. That's not good enough.
When you didn't need a keeper.
Yeah. Like,
he's one for the future.
He's one for the future, but, like, you know, we didn't need a keeper. Oh, yeah, and we bought in Danny Drinkwater on loan. That was a good signing. Well done, Garlic. Yes, well done. Like, to God. I mean, loan signings never go well for, you know. Like, but still, Jesus Christ, like, joke. It's an actual joke. Like, it's embarrassing.
Well, the Mahrez goal, I think no club in the world is going to stop that.
No, I mean, he put Taylor on his arse there. Like,
well, not that. It's the 60-70 yard pick out from Fernandinho.
Oh yeah, beautiful ball. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. We knew we were going to get slapped. Like, no one was expecting us to, you know, win or, you know, even get a point against City. You know, we weren't expecting that. City had already played a game. You know, we weren't up to full fitness yet. But, you know, just the fact that we couldn't even fill out a bench and we had two keepers on the bench. Like, it's just a joke. You know, Garlick has treated this club like shit for the past 2 years. You know, and he'll defend it by saying, we need to make sure we're in a good financial position. You know, a lot of bollocks. Like,
and it's not like don't... we organise a boycott during all this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we can't exactly do that, can we? Like, well, we can't exactly, you know, boycott stadium, can we? So I mean,
why?
Well, because no one's there anyway.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought you meant like in normal times. That's what I said. You can't do that at the moment. And then reiterated my point.
I thought you said you could do that.
No.
Like, honestly, like, we are destined for the championship at this rate. We actually are. Like, I wouldn't even be against, you know, selling McNeil or selling Tarkowski if it meant that we would actually buy players, you know. But knowing Garlick, he'd replace Tarkowski with fucking, I don't know, like, Cabasele or something like that. Like, joke. It's an actual joke. If you're not willing to spend the money, you shouldn't own a football club. Like,
yeah.
Dyche has been working off on scraps for years. You know? Like,
yeah. This transfer window is going to be do or die for you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a joke. It's an actual joke. Like,
is there any way of contacting your owner?
No. He had Facebook about a couple of years ago, but he deleted it because of the amount of abuse he was getting. And, you know, I don't think he has any emails or anything like that. You used to be able to buy shares in the club, but I don't think you can anymore. It's just a joke because he owns over 50% of the club. So, you know, whatever he says goes.
Who owns the other lot?
I think it's, like, shareholders and stuff, you know, like, 10% here and 20% there and stuff like that. But it's just a joke. Like, and Dyche will be off because Dyche is just as fuming as all fans are because he's been having not even subtle digs at the board, you know. Like, and there's only ever going to be one winner in a chairman versus manager. It's an actual joke. Like, Dyche is going to leave. We're going to pick up some shit foreign manager like fucking Frank de Boer. Then we're going to get relegated. I can just see it happening. Like, considering the positivity that I was thinking, you know, a few hours before the game, you know, it's just done a complete 180. Like, but at least Phil Bardsley's staying. That's a positive.
Yeah. Is your rant over?
Yes. I mean, you can talk about the game if you want. I mean, genuinely, this is the first time that I've ever, you know, not finished a Burnley game. Like, as soon as it got to 5-0, I was like, fuck off, I'm not watching this. Like, I was just that fucking annoyed. I think it were a combination of, you know, the racist, the contract situation, and us being shit on the pitch. I was just like, fuck off, I don't want anything to do with Burnley. So, I mean, yeah. What did you think of the game?
Well, you didn't cause any threat. And I think...
Yeah, an XG of 0.03... That's embarrassing.
Yeah. I think a City win was always on the card, especially by... I mean, they're ruthless when they attack, so I think it was going to be a heavy defeat either way. But, I mean, you talk about this plane. Now, I've had a look at this. Sky Sports have put out a tweet saying that the person's been identified. The comments, and they're not Burnley fans. They're like... the people who support Man City, Liverpool... Lincoln, Newcastle, they're all saying even worse stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there is a racism problem in this country. I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of our fans have said disgusting stuff after this has come out. You know, like, to be honest with you, I'd like to pretend that it is, you know, a minority of Burnley fans think that way, but it probably isn't, to be honest with you. We're probably in the minority because our fans are older than the majority of fans of other clubs. the more working class as well. So, you know, like, not that working class people are racist, but...
I think the majority of this country is racist as it is.
Yeah, I
just following Brexit and that, just, yeah.
I just, you know...
I think it's our generation that's more...
Yeah.
Open-minded.
Yeah, but our fans are mainly on the older side, you know, 40s and 50s. So, you know, like, it is embarrassing, honestly. Like, you know, and Burnley already had a reputation of, you know, oh, you know, Brexit Burnley, no black players in your team. Like, and now this is just another stick for them to beat us with.
Massive problems.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, I mean, it is bad. Yeah, like, I'm not optimistic. I'm really not optimistic at all. Yeah, I mean, have you got all else you want to say about the game?
No.
No.
You've covered all the bases.
Yeah. Right, well, we'll move on to Leicester and Brighton then. Yeah, the main talking point of that, obviously, Schmeichel saving the penalty. Bit of a shit penalty. Would you have called that a penalty, would you say?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was. Fair, to be honest with you. But yeah, Brighton, you know, grinding out another point.
Yeah, that's
fine. And I think we'll be fine, to be honest with you. I mean, 6 points clear. Yes, Bournemouth have a game in hand. But yeah.
To beat United next week, Brighton.
Well, yeah, they always have the capability to do that.
Hopefully they do, so we get more points.
Yeah. I think Brighton will be fine. In terms of Leicester, you know, 9 points clear of Man United and Wolves, played a game more. Do you think they've got top four wrapped up, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be between us and them for third spot. Because we got a game in hand, but that is against City.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I don't think there's anything else to talk about, is there?
No, I mean, it was a pretty dull game, to be honest with you. Yeah. Not really.
This game was boring and
Yeah. Go on. I'll let you take it.
Well, nothing really happened in the first half. No sort of defining chances. Second half, one of the bizarrest own goals I've probably seen. Corner cut and complete mishit by Suchek ends up sort of slicing it in his own net.
Do you think that was handball from Sanchez?
No.
Nah. I can't see it personally. I don't know what Moyes is on about saying I'm fuming with VAR, because if you want VAR, there would have been 3-0. So.
And then defence was completely asleep as Heung-min Son, Slotson, Harry Kane, and it's pretty elementary from there because he's always going to score.
Yeah, Harry Kane's never going to miss a one-on-one. I mean, you know, I think when he's fit, he's the second best striker in the world. Yeah, you know, Spurs, 4 points from the last two games, 1 point away from Man United. They've got a chance of Europe. I don't know. Like, I think Man U and Wolves will probably have just enough to pip them. But I reckon they could manage to get seventh. It all depends, you know, how Sheffield you respond to that 3-0 loss.
But their next game is against Man United.
Yeah. They've got quite a few tough games with Sheffield, you know. Man U, Spurs, Wolves, Chelsea, Leicester.
Well, if they come out of that looking good, then yeah, they absolutely deserve to get Europe. It's just a real shame that some of their players aren't going to be representing England. A lot of them deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah.
West Ham, absolute shambles.
Yeah, I mean...
It was pretty much Bowen, their stand-up player, yet again.
Yeah. I mean, to say, you know, the amount of money that they spent, like, they should be nowhere near the relegation. And I mean, you can say the same for Bournemouth, really. You know, spent, like, 200 million net in the past 5 years or something like that. But, yeah, it's poor. It's poor from West Ham.
And if they go down, Christ.
Yeah, I mean, could get the first West Ham Millwall game in years.
Jesus. Well, we're lucky that there's no fans at the moment. Then again, it might be taken to the street.
Exactly, yeah. I don't think that that there'd be complete peace if those two played against each other. I'll say that.
So that concludes a game weekend a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like... I don't know. The thing is, problem is, we don't know when to record because there's games every day. So, like, whenever we record and release, it'll almost certainly be out of date. So, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen this? Atletico Madrid ready to release Kieran Trippier.
Why?
I'm assuming it's because of the gambling thing.
Oh.
But, you know, no, that could be interesting. You know, I'm sure a lot of Premier League clubs would love to pick him up. But yeah, anyway, yeah, I think that basically wraps it up, unless you can think about else, you know, you want to add?
No?
All right, well, tell the people where they can find you then, because I forgot to do that last episode.
All right, at @thefirstnft on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can follow me at @IWGPChrisBFC, and you can follow the podcast @AntiFootballPod. Yeah, I mean, that's it, and we'll see you lot next time.